Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
Hello and welcome. We are filming on a lovely Thanksgiving right next to the fireplace. And we are, of course, joined by the rock of the show, Mila. But we also have two new participants, Bryce and Eleanor. Say hello to the listeners.
What's up?
Haha, they are what grades? Fourth and second?
Second.
Yeah, so Eleanor joins Mila. Bryce is Eleanor's helper. Let's see how they do. We have Brain Rot, Universe, Letter G, and Crickets. Round one, Brain Rot. The brain rot is getting out of hand. 6-7, 41, I'm sick of it. Let's see how they do. Question one, which social media platform is most commonly associated with brain rot memes?
Italian brain rot.
Incorrect.
YouTube?
Incorrect.
Roblox?
No, the answer is TikTok.
That was my second
guess.
Oh, look at these kids. TikTok hit over 1 billion monthly users, making it the biggest meme incubator on the planet.
Got it.
Question two. What animal became a brain rot icon through GigaChad/Sigma edits?
Cha-la-lelo, cha-la-la.
Not correct. I'm not even sure what that is. I don't think that's an animal.
A monkey.
Ooh, good guess. No.
A shark?
A capybara.
Yes, I knew
it was. Oh, that's the second time you said you knew it after not knowing it. But no, you know what? Classic kid behavior. Fun fact, capybaras are the largest rodents in the world and super chill in real life. Question three. What viral slang word means charismatic flirting?
Riz?
Riz is correct. Riz was Oxford's 2023 word of the year. Question four. What meme term means extremely cringe or embarrassing?
Dumb.
No?
I don't know.
Eleanor's speechless. The answer is ick. And the fun fact, the ickless trend became a huge in dating, apparently. What do I know? Not much about brain rot. Question five. What slang word describes someone who copies a meme way too late?
Trend ender?
That's funny. No.
Stupid.
No. A normie. The term existed since early Reddit culture. I like me some Reddit.
Reddit has culture?
They scored 1 out of 5, which actually is probably means they're smart because they don't know that much about brain rot. So congratulations, you three. Moving on to round two, the universe. We're going to try to learn something educational. Question one. What force keeps planets in orbit around the sun?
Gravity.
Nice, they got it. The stronger the gravity, the harder it is to escape a planet or star. Question two. What do we call the path a planet takes around the sun?
A year.
Incorrect. Good guess.
Orbit.
Orbit. Fun fact, planets move faster when they get closer to the sun. Question three. What galaxy type is the Milky Way? Is it spiral, elliptical, or irregular? You must confer and agree. you got it. Three out of three. We live in one of the spiral arms. Question four. What planet has the strongest winds in the solar system?
I think it's Jupiter.
Incorrect.
Is it Venus?
No.
Neptune.
Yes, he got it. Winds there can reach 1,200 miles per hour. Question five. What is the name of NASA's famous space telescope launched in 1990?
The famous telescope that was named in 1990.
No.
I don't know.
The Hubble Space Telescope. Some pretty cool facts about it. It orbits the planet every 95 minutes, circling the planet 15 times a day. Still a very strong round for them. 4 out of 5. They are up to 5 points halfway through the show. Sponsor Golf Pong. Holiday shopping is here. This gift is a great gift for the whole family. You can play it indoors during the winter months and then break it out for the summer barbecues. You know you have a winning product when you get 20 knockoffs instantly. Buy the original. Check the link in the description.
Do it now.
Yes, you heard her. Now.
Round 3, letter G. Question 1. What thick stew from Louisiana often contains sausage and seafood?
Gumbo.
Nice work. I did not think you guys would get that. Gumbo.
Tiana.
Oh, from Tiana? Yeah, gumbo is Louisiana's official state cuisine. Question 2. What G word describes the branch of biology that studies heredity?
Is it like genealogy?
Good guess. Close. No.
Greatness?
No. No answer. It's genetics. Here's a crazy fact I found. Humans are 99.9% genetically identical, with the 0.1% being the difference in all of our traits that make us unique. Question 3. What is the name of Google's ChatGPT-like AI program?
Gemini.
Yes, Gemini. ChatGPT gets all the headlines, but apparently Gemini scores better on most metrics. But Mila, who has used both of them, has strong words against Gemini, correct?
Yes.
All right, there you go.
Tell us some.
Yeah, do you want to share?
Well, it's just not very good.
Okay, question 4. Gingivitis affects what part of the body?
Your lungs.
No, it's got to start with a G.
Your jeans.
Not your jeans.
Your giraffe.
Your what? Did you just say giraffe?
Yeah.
No, gums. Gingivitis makes your gums red and swollen, but you can prevent it with brushing and flossing. Question 5. Liberty City and Vice City are locations in what video game series?
Gun.
No.
I don't know.
Grand Theft Auto. There are at least 16 variations of GTA. I remember playing this game 30 years ago. Not much of a gamer today. 7 points. The final round, crickets. The number of chirps per minute can tell the approximate temperature in Fahrenheit. Also, I remember 10 years ago when everyone was like, in 10 years, we're all going to be eating crickets. Well, 10 years have gone by, and I have not ate a single cricket. Question 1. What do crickets use to make their famous chirping sound?
Chirp.
Their antenna?
Incorrect.
Their butt?
Incorrect.
Lungs?
Their wings. They rub their four wings together to attract mate. Question two. Are crickets herbivores, omnivores, or carnivores?
Herbivores.
Incorrect. They're omnivores. I didn't know it either. They eat plants, fungi, and apparently small insects. Question three. What is the main predator of crickets in the wild?
Butterflies?
Incorrect.
Anteaters?
No.
Cricket eaters?
Birds. Spiders, lizards, and frogs also eat crickets. I thought you guys would have got that one. Question four. How do crickets grow?
They shed their exoskeleton.
That is correct. It's called molting. Wow. I did not think you'd get that, but I did think you'd get birds, so surprising. Question five. What is a cricket's average lifespan?
6 months.
Incorrect.
11 months.
Incorrect.
2 months.
2 months is correct. Some species live a year in captivity. They are at 9, so this 2 truths and a lie is very important. Could get them to double digits. For this 2 truths and a lie, we will have Bryce team up with Eleanor so that I at least have a chance. The topic, Thanksgiving. Statement one, Thanksgiving is always on the last Thursday of November. Statement two, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade began in 1924. Statement three, Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey, not the bald eagle, to be the national bird. So, you have Thanksgiving, last Thursday of November, Macy's Day Parade, 1924, and Ben Franklin wanted the turkey. Which one do you think is the lie?
The Macy's Day Parade started in 1924.
No, that is true. All right, Mila with a 50-50 shot.
I think that Benjamin Franklin didn't care about
the turkey. No, he loved turkeys because guess what? Thanksgiving is on the fourth Thursday, not the last. Many times it's also the last. So 9 points for the trio. We will catch you in December. Happy holidays.
Can I say one more thing?
Oh, please do.
If you're watching this podcast right now, you have a screen. But not many people can watch this podcast. So lucky you can watch this podcast and sit around the dinner table and have food and a roof over your head.
That's right. And you got the Riz.
I have another thing.
Okay.
Buy golf pong as a Christmas present for your friends and family.
That's right. We can't leave out Bryce.
And also, if you are a kid and you love video games, try out Madden. It's a very, very good video game.
Madden. Yeah, I don't know if they've heard of that one. Nice job. Everyone's talking. Vanessa, do you have anything to say?
Nope. She says goodbye. Goodbye, folks.
Goodbye!